The fluoridation of water then uses sodium fluoride and related sort of compounds. Fluoride's fine in a low dose. At a moderate dose, you get fluorosis, and at a high dose, you're gone. And so there have been cases of people dying from fluoridation as well. That's why they were very nervous in Southeast Queensland a little while back when they discovered that they'd inadvertently put the wrong amount of fluoride into the water supply as one of the councils, because you know you can't afford to get these things too wrong, otherwise you've actually got some big problems. So our classification of insecticides then, we've started with looking at OCs, the organochlorines. GCMS will actually analyse all of these guys just fine. Like the GC-ECD is very specific and works nicely for DDT and stuff like that. If we start introducing some other functional groups, it becomes not quite as good. So if in doubt, just put GCMS, it will certainly do all of them. These days, it's mostly of historical interest, or we're looking at a soil or a sediment which was polluted with these material in the past. All of them function as neurotoxins, and the characteristics of these things are the material persists because of the chemical stability, both stability in the thermal sense and a photochemical sense. And as a result of that stability and their KOW values, which are all very similar, high numbers, they bioaccumulate and biomagnify. As a result, up the food chain with high concentrations inside the tissues of each organism, then you get subsequent toxic effects. So endosulfan, surprisingly, still is in use. It is a cyclodiene class of compound. It has been shown to cause fish kills. Admittedly, when I wrote this slide, it was a couple of years ago, so I haven't actually checked to make sure that endosulfan is still registered, but when I last sort of looked then, it was a registered compound. It's got a bad value for fish, as you can see. 3 nanograms per litre is an exceedingly low value. So if you do get any endosulfan into a freshwater aquatic system, so you've got some spray drift inadvertently, then you will cause a fish kill. There's absolutely no doubt about it. But in terms of mammals, it's got much lower toxicity than